The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, I don't know whether this story will entertain you or anger you. We know, of course, that throughout this whole pandemic thing that has been going on now for over a year, we hear all the time, settled science, follow the science, you know? We hear that all the time. Well, here's the problem. They tell us to follow the science. Well, the science is always changing. And I don't need to remind you that when this all started, Dr. Anthony Fauci said on a television interview, if you don't believe me, check it out. Dr. Fauci said, yeah, I don't think this thing is that serious. It's not going to really impact America. I don't think we really have anything to worry about. It's over there in China. We don't need to worry about it. Yeah, the very same Dr. Fauci said, if we don't all wear two masks, we're all going to die. Yeah. The science has continued to change. All we need to do is flatten the curve. Remember that? Oh, that's all we need to do? Flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve. Okay, yeah, well, we flattened the curve a long, long time ago. Well, Here is the latest. Oh, and 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. Remember that's the CDC. 6 feet, 6 feet, 6 feet. And then about 3 weeks ago, they said, 3 feet will probably do it. Yeah, we've kind of changed our mind. Yeah, 3 feet. Here's the latest. All restaurants and public facilities have just gone through incredible strides to disinfect everything. If you go into a restaurant, if the restaurant is following the Ohio Department of Health guidelines and the CDC guidelines, every time somebody gets up, the entire space is sanitized with germ killer bacterial, you know, they spray, they wipe, they do this, they do that, you know, okay. The CDC is now saying, oops, COVID is probably not transferred on surfaces. No. Quote, this is from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. It is possible for people to be infected through contact with contaminated surfaces or objects, but the risk is now considered to be generally very low. We now estimate that the chance of contracting the coronavirus through surface transmission is lower than 1 in 10,000. The coronavirus is spread almost exclusively by airborne and aerosolized particles. Yeah. Now, why is this important? For months, school districts would close. They would have one day of school, and then they would close for a full day of deep cleaning and disinfecting of every surface in the school. So kids were not in school. They would go to school one day, and then they would have to close the school down for a full day of full deep cleaning and disinfecting. Now the CDC is saying, yeah, we probably don't need to do that. University of Colorado atmospheric chemist told a scientific publication, quote, if we took half the effort that's being given to disinfection and we put it on ventilation, that would be huge. And here's the take home from this story, and I quote, scientists' changing understanding of the virus has made it difficult for public health experts and elected officials to offer the public consistent advice. In other words, it keeps changing. Yeah. Now, again, I don't want to be a contrarian in this. And I don't fault a lot of people in the health department and so forth, because they're being told different things by the so-called experts. And the experts are continually changing their minds. And I mean, for personal issues and also for liability issues, they have to do what the latest, I hate to use the word fad, but the latest fad of the scientific community. So the next time you hear someone say, we got to follow the science, just remember, you got to run really fast to follow a lot of the science. So now experts are saying we need to, quote, end the hygiene theater. In other words, some experts are saying all of that disinfecting was just for show, so people would feel better. Didn't work, didn't help, but it sure made people feel better. Okay, so use the brain that God has given you. Be careful, be cautious. But as I continually say, do not live in fear. Don't. Serious stuff, yes, it still is serious stuff, but don't live your life in fear. Just don't. Real quick, as we go into the break, talk about a change in direction. California passed a new law several months ago. It's SB 132. California SB 132, quote, provides that a prisoner who self-identifies as transgender, non-binary, or intersex must be addressed in a manner consistent with the incarcerated individual's gender identity and be housed at a correctional facility designated for men or women based, you ready for this? I'm quoting from the California law, on the individual's preference regardless of anatomy. That's a quote. Their preference. As a result, 256 California male prisoners have asked to transfer to a woman's prison. Yeah, and it's assumed California will grant them all.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Breaking news, breaking news. There is a ketchup shortage coming to America. I have none of the details. I have no idea why. I just saw the headline flash across the TV. Ketchup shortage coming to America. So you better go out and get your ketchup. Stock up on your ketchup. Oh, my goodness. Hey, speaking of things like that, this is purely my non-professional opinion, and I want you to understand that. Completely, absolutely non-professional opinion. Hey, I know probably less about the stock market and the economy than anybody you know. Okay? You understand that before I say anything. But from what I'm seeing and reading and hearing, we're going to be in for a real time of inflation pretty soon. And what I'm reading and hearing is that interest rates may rise pretty quickly, pretty soon. Now, again, my totally unprofessional observation, but this is what I'm reading and what I'm hearing. Interest rates are going to start going up, and they could start going up pretty quickly, which means if that is true, if you're going to make any major purchases, it might be wise to do it now. Or if you have been thinking about refinancing your house, now might be the time to do it. Joy and I did it several months ago. You hear me talking about it in a commercial for a wonderful mortgage company that I really believe in. And I'm not even going to mention their name now. I do commercials for them. But I really do believe in them. They are faith-based family. They treated us like kings and queens. The process could not have been smoother. And we should have refinanced years ago. It was very, very unwise for us to wait as long as we did. But I'm just throwing it out. If you have been thinking about refinancing, from the absolutely unprofessional opinion of a Baptist preacher who just happens to do a talk show, you might want to look into it now. I'm just throwing that out. All right, I was not going to say anything else about politics, the president, and so forth. But I forgot about this story. I actually had it in my stack yesterday and never got to it. But this, you know, earlier I was talking about the bizarre loony logic of the left. Here is another illustration of it. As you know, the Biden administration is proposing the largest single tax hike in probably 30 years in America. Now, that's fact, folks. That's not speculation. In order to pay for this $2 trillion American Jobs Act, Infrastructure Act, and so forth, it's got to be paid for somehow. And so as a part of this, the largest tax hike in probably 30 years. And a big part of the tax will be taking the corporate tax rate in America from 21% to 28%. Now, you need to understand, under Barack Obama, it was 35%. That's one of the reasons why, when Donald Trump became president, he cut the tax rate from 35%, which put America at the very top in the entire world. Now, what happens when you have one of the highest corporate tax rates on the planet? American corporations leave America and go to where it's cheaper to operate. Okay, that's just fact. So Trump reduced the tax rate from 35% to 21%. Joe Biden wants to increase it to 28%. Now, how would that put us with the rest of the world? The worldwide average corporate tax rate is under 24%, between 23 and 24%. That's the worldwide average corporate tax rate. So that, again, would put America at the very top of all countries in the world as far as a corporate tax rate is concerned. So the absolute result of that will be another time for American corporations to leave America, as that's what happened under the Obama administration. So, in order to deal with this, Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is going to ask the other countries of the world to adopt a, quote, global minimum corporate tax rate. Now get this. So that we will not look bad. Now again, think of this logic. So that we will not look bad, and so that American corporations will not go to other countries, the Biden administration is going to ask for a global minimum corporate tax rate so that we won't look bad and so that American companies will not go to countries where the corporate tax rate is cheaper. Quote, we are working with G20 nations to agree to a global minimum corporate tax rate that can stop the race to the bottom, Janet Yellen said. So the United States of America is going to ask for other countries around the world to agree to a tax rate globally that will not embarrass America. What could possibly go wrong with that? But that is the economic logic of the liberal left. Hey, I don't know anything about economics, but I know that ain't going to happen. Wow. Hey, folks, I am just so thankful for all of you in our audience, and I mean that sincerely. You take your time daily to tune into the program, and I just cannot express to you how much I appreciate you and the time that you devote to this program. I hope and pray that it's profitable, that you get information that you can use and that is profitable to you. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.